This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cool. What happened there? Did you have a dirty version of it or something? Why'd you fade out of that so quickly? I was enjoying that song. What, you pulled it down so quickly? What happened?
I half told me to because there was a word that shouldn't be on the air coming up.
Wow. See? I knew it. Now I love that song.
I know. I didn't plan it out perfectly. I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's all right.
But usually much better than that at all.
Good job getting out of it. Couple of things here. By the way, you mentioned David Wright earlier when we were talking about like the Mets could use a leader, either Mendoza or Lindor to go to Soto and just let him know that that's got to stop, the lack of hustle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Wright documentary last night. I got to send you the link.
You still said, you didn't send it to me yet. You said you were going to send
it. Yeah, I know. Well,
it's a big file.
It is.
I know. It's 2 hours.
Correct.
Yeah.
2 hours. Now, for us, because like, we get the advanced copy, there's no commercials in it, so it was an hour and 40.
Nice.
So I started it last night after the Yankee game, because I was on SNY at 11. So I was like, all right, I have some time to kill between the Yankee ending and SNY. Let me start this thing. I'm probably going to have to watch it over the course of the next couple of days. You know, it's hard to find the time with the games going on, with the wipe down my bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, daughter, the dog. It's like, I'm lucky I could breathe here for 2 minutes. I got, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So I put it on. Dude, I could not stop.
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
I was up to 1:30 watching it.
What?
Yeah.
Did you sleep at all?
Well, no, I'm sorry, 12:30. I was up till 12:30 watching it. So, because I watched like a half hour before SNY.
Yeah.
Then after I was done with SNY, I watched it the rest of the show. It was not only great to relive Wright and his career and the highlights and all that stuff, but the thing that makes David so special, and by the way, it is a great job by SNY and Joe Krause, and I think it's the best one that they've done. They've done a bunch of these,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them are just like, okay, we knew that stuff, and okay, let's talk to this person, that person. There were a lot of different people that they talked to, including Wright's parents, which I'm not familiar with them before.
I know his dad was a detective in Virginia.
You'd like it. Mom was a teacher.
I didn't know that part.
But
nice.
They go over the beginning, how he was a little leaguer. And, dude, it was not some, like...
Do they have any footage from when he was playing?
Yes.
Oh!
So, and Colt would love it, too. Like being
sure.
A little leaguer. So, point is, you see him, a very blue-collar family.
Uh-huh.
Young, humble, but confident kid, trying to figure out what it takes to be a big leaguer. And he was never chasing a big leaguer. He was chasing... The first one was, well, I just want to get my scholarship paid for.
Okay.
And then it was... Well, I'd love to play in my hometown minor league ballpark in Norfolk.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously getting called up to the Mets. And then it goes... Honestly, it to me was symbolic of life at times where there's not always a happy ending, but there were great ups and downs. And even though it's sad with how it ended for Wright, there is still great joy in being that, A, he's getting his number retired by the Mets next week. And B, he did get to come back after experiencing the highs of 06 and then the lows of 07 and 08 and all the lean years. He comes back and gets to the World Series in 2015 and hits a home run in the World Series.
I remember that like it was yesterday. Yeah, I'm so happy for him.
The WBC stuff, Captain, there's so much there. It gives me goosebumps. And it couldn't have happened to a better guy. And I came away after... Now, you know, like Piazza was always my guy. I thought Beltran was the best Met on those teams, and you and I have had disagreements with that. I came away definitively, and maybe it shouldn't have taken me the reminder of watching this documentary the right way. It'll premiere next week on SNY. Maybe it shouldn't have taken me this to feel this way, but I don't think there is any doubt that when you encompass everything outside of Tom Seaver, David Wright is the greatest Met that ever lived. Outside of Seaver.
So
encompassing everything. Homegrown.
You don't attitude. Have to sell me. I know. I'm just saying. I love David Wright.
But think of all the others. You know, we had Keith, Straw, Doc.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Piazza. Yeah, for sure.
Kuzmin, whatever. I'm just going over the retirement.
Yeah, no, I got you. Young Nolan Ryan. He was young, though. Okay, so, but I'm curious. You're a Mets fan. Yeah. Why did it take you so long to appreciate this guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
To me, Mattingly so much.
He failed in the 2000s. Here's, I think, a part of it. He was built up to such a high level before he set foot on the field.
Yes, and totally.
And to me, okay, well, the golden boy who could do no wrong, he better be great. And in 2006, while he had a good regular season, he did not deliver in the playoffs against the Cardinals. I talked about this with Wright when we had him on a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first, like, okay, he didn't get the job done against the Cardinals. Not to mention, BT, they fell short. Like, we always judge teams' results versus expectations. Well, the expectations were that 06 team should have been playing in the World Series.
He was a kid, though. He's 23, 24 years old.
Understood.
Give the kid a chance.
Understood, but that was the first not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Against him, 2007, yeah. 2008. While it wasn't him,
collapses.
He was
the best player on the team, so he was in the middle of it.
Those collapses, that group collapsed.
Yeah.
And then what really happened, because I remember believing in him going into the 2009 season, so much so that I was playing fantasy baseball back at the time, thinking he's going to be the MVP, this will be the year, big clutch moments, Piazza-like moments. He hits the first home run at Citi Field. Outside for a Met, Jody Garrett or whatever hit one for the Padres, but he hit the first home run at Citi Field as a Met, and it was a big one. And I'm like, all right, away.
I don't know if I remember this one.
Yeah, it was huge. The Great Wall of Flushing is how he called it. It was a huge, I want to say a three-run homer that either tied the game or gave them a lead, but I remember being there, had my whole family. First game at Citi Field was a huge deal. New ballpark.
For sure.
And for him to hit that home run was, I thought, symbolic. And then it didn't go that way because they built a ballpark that did not cater to him.
He had no home runs.
And he was never the same after that. He built his way up a little bit, but he was never that. And then the injuries started to happen. So, I mean, that's maybe why. And I also thought Beltran at his peak. Remember, you put up right numbers, sure. Beltran at his peak, Delgado at his peak with the Mets. Those guys were putting up monster
numbers. But
they weren't
drafted by the Mets.
I get it. I know, but I'm not big into the homegrown thing.
You know what? You're consistent with that.
Yeah. Now, years later, and knowing the person that David Wright is, which I value more than his greatness on the field, but his leadership, his production, his attitude, his mentality, his work ethic, all the things that he experienced from the 06 season to the 2015 season, I think by far he is the, outside of Tom Seaver, the greatest Met that has ever lived.
I mean, I don't know how else I can give the ultimate compliment to somebody. Like, to me, I look at David Wright. if my sister, when we were younger, would have come home with somebody like David Wright.
I know. That's the thing.
They're like, you nailed it. Someday my daughter, God willing, comes home with somebody like David Wright. I'm like, okay, right decision.
So I felt that like with Jeter. Now I know Jeter Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but same with Jeter too. If I had somebody like David Wright on any of the teams that I play, and I don't mean maybe literally, but when I was older to have different type of like adult relationships, I think he'd be my best friend. Like, the guy is a winner. And there's something to be said for the story. And, you know, Mattingly is here and Wright is here and Ewing. Like, at the end of the day, we're all infallible, clearly. But we're all fallible. I know it didn't come right. We're all fallible. But it seems like the fallibility of certain stars, especially like when it's an injury thing or they're just they're drafted at the wrong time and the franchise is a mess and you just feel like, to me, I almost get a deeper connection with those guys. Mattingly's back, even though Wright's a Met, his back.
Yeah.
Ewing, bad knees, never had the second superstar, which is never easy. Like, that resonates with me.
And this is why it's a must watch for not just Met fans, but for baseball fans. And I had forgotten. You know, it's heartbreaking. A lot of it's heartbreaking. There's great joy, and it is a happy ending to the extent that he gets to come back and play his final game, but it's heartbreaking for one thing that he said. We know the story, right? And he could have had a greater career. The play that he got hurt on was kind of like a botched play where the ball came loose and he was backing up the relay throw, and he went all out running from the grass, the outfield grass on the edge of the third base dirt outfield
going
grass.
Going to get the ball.
Coming to tag a runner coming to third base, and Carlos Lee.
Yes, yes.
And he went all out and made the play. And he has some regret in that moment, saying, like, I was always about competitiveness and winning and going all out.
Yeah.
But you just wonder if in that one moment, if I weren't backing up or I didn't go 100%, what would have followed since? Like, maybe my back could have been saved and I could have had, you know, a whole thing.
I know what you said.
He didn't say that, but you could see him saying, like, he was kind of questioning, like, God, that's the thanks I get for playing balls to the wall and going all out. Yeah. Is that because I was doing that on this particular play, which he goes, what would have been the worst that happened? The run scores, and then what? Like, in the grand scheme of things, okay, big deal. They scored a run, but his career, his life would have been altered and changed. That was a pretty powerful moment to hear that from David Wright.
But if he didn't play that way, he wouldn't be David Wright. And what about all the times that he did stuff like that and didn't get hurt, which enabled him to create this, you know, for younger fans, like almost this mythical superhero, you know, infallible, impenetrable existence. You know, I mean, the only thing about that, I'm trying to actually see the play. I can't see the play. Surprise! I just can't see that play.
It was an awkward play.
I'm going to look it up because I want to see it during the break. But
I'm going to forward you this email now so I don't forget so you can watch it.
Okay. This. All right. I appreciate that. But to me, like, because he had spinal stenosis, I'm not trying to play
now
doctor.
Now, that's something that you're born with. Which
well,
I
that's what
I'm saying.
It's a narrowing. It's a narrowing, which to me, it almost seems like, you know, he's dreading or lamenting or questioning him playing that hard on that play because the jolt and the awkward slide and the reach did something to his back. But spinal stenosis is just a deterioration over time.
Right.
Whereas somebody like Mattingly, even somebody
this
like me, that was just more of a blunt force trauma repositioning of the discs, which is what I had and what Mattingly had. Not to equivocate myself to Mattingly, it sounds ridiculous, but you know what
both
I mean.
Both lefties, both wore 23, both played first.
He hit 330, I hit 230.
Basically twins.
Yeah. Hey, you shut up over there. This guy went to Regis High School. We kicked this guy's ass every time we played Regis. We'd look at the schedule like, all right.
Well, we're playing Don Mattingly.
You know, you didn't have Steve Balboni on your team. We're like, oh, who we got? We got LaSalle, we got Mount St. Michael's, we got Salesian, we got Iona Pratt. Oh, we got Regis. Show up and smack them. No, but I don't know. I don't know if he's right in saying that because, again, the stenosis, you're born with it. It's natural. It's going to just weaken.
I got to see it, and I will see it. Because I'm with you. I thought, oh, well, he had a degenerative disease, which he did, but that play where he fractured his back on, he was never the same after that.
Okay. I got to see that.
I don't know if one led to the other. I don't think so, but.
Okay, I got you.
BT, it's must watch. The Right Way, SOL, I'll be premiering it next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.